Welcome back to Sports Day, and we've introduced a new segment, given that we've got some downtime. We're going to call it Young Guns, and we're going to get to know some of the young blokes that make up sport here in Western Australia, and we're going to start with Taylan Demand from the Fremantle Dockers as he joins us here on Sports Day. Taylan, welcome, mate. How are you?
I'm good, guys. Thanks for having me on the show.
Where do we find you tonight?
Just at home, isolating at the moment, trying to do my part in these crazy times. But, yeah, just at home. And, I'm a friend of you guys at the moment.
Good and boy. Sorry.
You keep going, Hayes. You go.
Good boy. And are you in Perth or did you go back to Melbourne?
No, I'm in Perth at the moment.
You are a Melbourne boy. Take us through your early years, what your parents did, what you were like at school, whether football was always an option for you growing up.
Yeah, so I was a city boy, so when I was growing up, played for the Oakley Chargers. Always sort of played footy. Playing AFL was always a goal ever since I was about 10 to 12 years old. Didn't really play too many other sports, bit of cricket here and there, but, yeah, always wanted to become an AFL footballer. When I was a teenager, sort of growing up, moved schools so I could go to a sports academy. The sort of experience with that was going to Rovio Sports Academy, who Darren Buick was the head coach there, so definitely learned a few valuable lessons off him growing up. But then when I was about 15, the Oakley Chargers had an affiliation with Box Hill Senior Secondary College, so they had a footy program there as well. So I made a switch over to Box Hill and, yeah, enjoyed my time there. A few ex-AFL players went to Box Hill. It's quite renowned for their footy program.
Did you have a backup plan if you didn't get drafted by the Fremantle Dockers? Where would you see yourself right now in life?
If I didn't get drafted, I guess I'd probably be playing the VFL. Still just having a crack. Always loved footy, no matter what level you're playing at. But in terms of work, I did an electrical pre-apprenticeship at school as well. So if I didn't get drafted, that was sort of the backup plan.
Coming through the Oakley Chargers, who are some of the other stars that we know in the AFL right now?
Played with Josh Dacos, Jordan Ridley, who's a bomber, Nick Larkey. There's just a few that we played with. I think we had about 10 drafted that year. Made the prelim and, just fell short.
Now, what do you young blokes like to do these days? You know, like back in my day, mate, I didn't mind playing the old Sony PlayStation and now it's Xbox and it's transformed into a new online world where you can be playing with people all over the world. Is that something you do? What do you get up to?
Yeah, well, when the baby's not screaming and kicking around, I like to get on the Sony PlayStation. There's a few of us boys that all get the headsets on and play, join up together and play. A bit of fun in spare time. Didn't mind a bit of hit of golf, but we're sort of banned from that at the moment. So, yeah, mainly just on the PlayStation with the boys, trying to keep connected through these tough times.
Yeah, now, given that you do still connect with the boys, what sort of games do you play, mate? Is it, I'm playing Fortnite with my daughter while I'm stuck here at home. Are you playing that sort of stuff? Are you playing sports games? What are you into?
We did play a bit of Fortnite, but at the moment it's Call of Duty. I think it's about almost 10 of us on there, giving that a fair go every night.
And essentially, you can all play that game together, same as Fortnite. Like, you can play, obviously, in squads of two and four, or you can play solo, but can you play essentially as a whole team in that game?
Yeah, we can get everyone in, play a few private matches, and, sort of trash talk going on. So, it's just a bit of fun.
It's amazing, isn't it, as what you can do in that world these days. Now, let me ask you about your baby, 7.5 weeks old, only 21. Obviously, for you, that would be a big change in your life from what you'd experienced in your teenage years up to this point.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely changes your life just like that, but loving every moment of it just definitely gives you a different perspective on life. And, if you have a bad day at work or training, it's really good just to come home and just see her and just everything else sort of gets pushed to the back of your mind. And, really loving being father at the moment.
when I had my daughter Emily, those spur of the moment things that you like to do just go out the window, like fishing, for example, because you know you can put her on the floor and leave her in one spot when she's really young, but as they get older, they start to move around. Is that spur of the moment thing that you like to do gone? What was the thing that you most like to do that you can't just go and do now?
No, this is pretty good actually. She sort of still lets me go out and have a bit of hit of golf and every now and then. She says, I did it before, so you can do it now, as long as you're not bringing anyone new in and trying to get out of the house that way.
What was your initial thought when your name was read out in the rookie draft? I think you picked 3 or number 4. What came into your mind straight away?
Just moving across the country, I think. I moved within 24 hour plane trip across the country. Then next day I was in the locker room with guys like Nat Slice and Dave Mundy, Aaron Turnland. So it was pretty surreal experience, but especially the disappointment of not getting drafted in the national draft on a Friday. I was sort of just really eager to get to any club, so it didn't really matter.
You're a lot taller than I thought, 193 centimetres, 83 kilos now. When you first rolled up to Fremantle, what was your weight and how much have you had to work on getting those muscles in the gym?
Yeah, I think the first time I weighed in at Fremantle, I was about 73 kilos. So, my first year I put on a lot because I wasn't really playing. I didn't play an AFL game that year. So, a lot of time in the gym and just sort of figuring out what the AFL system's like. And, from there, put on about just a few more, so I've still got to be able to keep my running ability up because I tend to play a bit smaller than my size, so just keeping that good balance of aerobic capacity as well as just continually trying to add a few kilos each year.
You need to keep running because you need more goals. 24 games, you've only kicked the one goal. Just describe that one goal to us.
Yeah, it was a sealer against Geelong, I think. Pressed up and just got a nice little crumb, put the game in the bag.
You think it was the most famous sealer against Geelong in the Fremantle history?
Stephen Hill was second, I reckon.
What about some of your toughest opponents? You mentioned that you're only 73 kilos when you rolled up. You play on some of the bigger players in the AFL. Who have you found the toughest so far?
I've been caught out a few times just on blokes like Jordan DeGolyg, Charlie Cameron, those small forwards who've got that real explosive power. They can be really hard to match up on. And, you sort of can't give them that backspace, but even with front, they'll just take all that grass in front of them. So, you've got to be really smart the way you play them. And, you can't give them an inch because they can make something out of nothing.
And the environment down at Freo, mate, obviously with new facilities, you've got a new coach now. Things have certainly changed in the pre-season with some new ideas. How's it been?
Yeah, it's been really good. We had a really strong pre-season. Disappointing that we can't keep translating that into now. But, the boys are had a great summer. J-Lo's brought a few new ideas. He's been really great at trying to build relationships with all the boys and just bringing new sort of freshness to the club, which everyone sort of jumped on board with. And, we're just eager to play more games because I think you saw in the pre-season and a little glimpses against Essendon in round one that, when we sort of string it all together, we're going to be a really good side this year.
Good on you, mate. Thanks for yakking to us and thanks for being the first of our young guns here on Sports Day. Nice to chat.
No worries. Thanks, guys.